Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now is the time for your weekly dose of natural medicine and education. Join Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and psychic Todd Rolson as they share their inspiration with humanity and discuss the healing benefits of Cambo medicine. The results are astounding. Coming up in the next hour of Cambo Talk Radio, discover how Cambo realigns the true self. Now, here are your hosts, Ginny and Todd.
Cambo my Cambo Kura. Cambo my Cambo Kura. Cambo my Cambo Kura. Cambo my Cambo Kura. Welcome, everyone. I'm Ginny, and he's Todd, and we are Cambo Talk. Today, we just got back from our retreat that we had here a week or so ago, the Cambo Renewal Retreat, and we are going to talk about that retreat, some of the things that we learned, some of the things we experienced, and we're also going to have a guest on who actually attended the retreat, so we're pretty excited about today. So, Todd, you are not here in the studio with me today, so I'm feeling a little lonely. How are you doing?
Well, I'm down in California, and I'm glad that we can kind of chat this way. It's a little bit interesting, but I'm excited about, you know, talking about this retreat, and Angela Kentius is going to be on the show at the second half, and she's going to be talking about the retreat too. But what I like about Angela is she's also done the medicine, 12, 13 times too?
Yeah. I think that's going to be helpful because how we created these retreats were to be quite different in that fact that people would be there and they would stay there. It'd be a residential retreat so that they could go actually deeper into the medicine and also deeper into their own healing. And I'm excited to hear about how she viewed the differences between having coming and doing a circle where you come and then you leave and go home and then you come back the next day, as compared to coming and staying in a residential retreat with, you know, 10 other people, and just how that, what kind of shifts and transformation occurred during that. I'm super excited to hear from her today.
Yeah, I totally agree, because, you know, the retreats have been, you know, it's not, like you said, it's come and leave, but here it's a focused group. And on the brief feedback we've received from some of the people is like, wow, this is a different style of doing the medicine, and it's much more focused. And there's another thing, of course, is we're not getting any breaks, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, we worked pretty hard over that 3 days. And of course, we were in the beautiful setting where we had a lake right there. We did some swimming, believe it or not. It was a beautiful weather. So not only were we doing some pretty intense work, we also had some time to just relax in nature, which was really nice too, because Campbell, the spirit of that medicine kind of wants you to experience nature. It kind of draws you to nature. So it was a great setting to do this.
Yeah, and I'd really like to just talk about some of the differences that you noticed, because traditionally, you know, most of the practitioners, especially in IAKP, they are trained in a specific way, and they, you know, the people do come on for medicine and then they leave. And of course, Ginny does it a little differently. She likes to do what she calls an inoculation, which is 3 straight days of receiving Cambo and going through the process. But as she mentioned, it's, you know, receive, go home, come back. So Ginny, I mean, you've been with this medicine for a while. So what did you notice the difference between the retreats and just how you usually do it at your space?
Well, I felt like one of the things is that people had more time to relax afterwards, which was really important. They didn't have to get up and leave, and that was really nice. But the other thing that I noticed is that gave us time to start seeing people's patterns. We were able to have discussions afterwards, and people could see their own patterns that were showing up and some of their issues. And we had an opportunity to talk with them so that the next day when they took Cambo, they could take that into their session and start working on purging some of those things. So that was really helpful to be able to actually have more time processing, because normally people just, you know, once they're done and they've rested in a regular circle, they're going home, and then they kind of have to just go through that process on their own. So it was, I felt it was helpful to them to have us be there to be able to talk them through some of the things that were going on, and even some of the reactions they were having and what was coming up. We were able to talk them through that about, yes, this is normal. Yes, that's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. And so I thought that was really great for me.
Well, yeah. And then, of course, because of the retreat, too, we also had a healing circle after the sessions with Lil Abrahamson, who is the kind of the third member of our trio for the retreats. And of course, I was doing some psychic work too, and getting people to release some things that I truly believe that Cambo could release a little bit after more sessions, so to speak.
So, it could.
But in my case, because of the energy and the ability that I have, I can go in and kind of clear some stuff that takes more time to do. So I want to talk about that, because that's kind of the primary difference in the retreat, besides being all together and focused for 3 days, is just having the healing and the psychic and just the discussions.
No, that's what I think was the best part about it. Like you say, some of these things Campbell probably would relieve over time. Excuse me. But doing it this way, it's just a quicker shift. You know, they can just get through it much quicker, instead of maybe taking 6 months to get through that issue. We can do it, you know, over the weekend, and they can get way down the road a lot quicker in looking at some of their patterns and some of the things that Campbell's bringing up. So that's what I loved about it. It's just a little faster.
Well, and it's interesting, because we've been talking about patterns. Ginny and I have spent a fair amount of time since the retreat discussing things, because, you know, we've come together kind of to help together, and that's our relationship as co-teachers, to facilitate and help and push the medicine forward and help people along. But we've been talking about patterns a lot.
We have.
And it's interesting that it's been such a focused thing during this retreat too, the way people are functioning and the way we are buying into our stories and the way things little trigger. So I was wondering if you want to chat about that a bit.
Well, I would love to, Todd, because really our whole lives are run so much unconsciously, and we are running these patterns all the time, and they can be quite sophisticated and very covert and indirect. And what I see Cambo does is it brings it kind of to the forefront so you can actually see it. But when we can take a look at those patterns and start replacing those patterns, it makes our life run so much smoother. And getting out of the story, because at the end of the day, the story does create the pattern. There's no doubt about that. But we don't need to know the story, really. We just need to know the pattern and how to change that.
And so, I think it comes down to acknowledging it too.
Well, for sure, because a lot of times we don't even see the pattern that's going on. And once it shows up, we're like, wow. And the complexity of that and how deep it can go and the multi-layers of it are super interesting. So, I mean, to me, the first level is to get out of the story, because in some ways the story is just, you know, like it's, I don't mean to sound like nonchalant about it, but in some ways the story is just a so what. Because we all have a story.
Right.
Everyone has a story. And it becomes a so what. So the thing to look at is the pattern that's created from that. And it makes it so much easier. We don't have to go into those long stories and all the emotion around the story. We can just say, well, this is the pattern that was created from that story. And, you know, when we talk about patterns, I think it's helpful to talk about what these patterns look like, because people are going, well, what do you mean by a pattern? What does that mean?
Right.
Or programming that we have. But, you know, I can always talk about my own patterns for sure, because when we talk about that relationship triangle, the victim, the rescuer, and the persecutor, they are very succinct with those patterns. So a lot of times those patterns will send us into those roles. And so what I see sometimes, No, go ahead, Todd.
No, I was just going to add that, and you're getting going a little bit deeper, but I just want to add something that I think is important, and that's that what Spirit told me is basically there's three types of patterns. There's an emotional, there's a mental, and there's a spiritual. And what I mean by spiritual is karma or patterns of that you need to learn in this life to learn lessons. So, it's interesting to think about where these patterns come from.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think it's really interesting because you're right. There are some patterns that we have that we don't even know why we have those patterns. There is no story behind them. And I would say that's probably that spiritual one, that one that we could call karma. So I think all of those, I think that was really good information to talk about those different types of patterns. But it's really fun. I mean, if we can look at this without judgment and without condemning ourselves, yes, just look at it from that observer, it is. Then it becomes kind of fun to look at, and kind of funny, actually, because we were kind of getting a kick out of it the other day when we were talking about our patterns.
Because we weren't just seeing, all the people that were there, in their processes. We were seeing the triggers that were happening for us and also the patterns that we have going to. And I think this is a big part of the story. These are the base levels. And, truth is always so simple. And that's what I like, to get to the simplicity of everything, so to speak. And patterns happen to be the system, the current system, most of it's mental, that is ruling this planet, which is why a lot of it doesn't make sense.
Definitely. And again, people get a little bit too serious about the whole thing, and that's about the story. So if we can separate the story and just look at the pattern, it makes it kind of neutral. And then it becomes, like I say, kind of fun. So as we get into this, because we're getting close to our first break here, and I think this is a big topic. So I want to go to the break and come back and then start that topic over about what patterns look like, and then some way how we can level out of them and hopefully shift those patterns. Okay, so you're listening to Jenny and Todd, and this is Campbell Talk. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit cambokiss.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, we're back. I'm Jenny, and he's Todd, and we're Cambo Talk. And Todd, before we get started, we have to say hi to Justin, because if we don't, he really pouts. That's one of his patterns. Yeah. So, hey, Justin.
Hello.
How's it going?
Going wonderfully, and yourselves?
Doing super great. How was your weekend last week? You missed us. We had a pre-recording, so or an archive recording, so I'm sure you must have missed us a lot.
Oh, my goodness, so much. My heart ached all week.
Good to hear.
Lovely. Well, we've been talking about patterns and triggers. And so during the break, Todd and I were talking about maybe identifying just what a pattern and a trigger is. So, Todd, how do you see a trigger? What do you think of as a trigger?
Well, I think most triggers are going to be emotional. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I think a trigger is something where somebody is going, one, they're going to show you something, mm-hmm. and you may not like it because you're triggered. And another thing is it can bring about a feeling, or it can bring about a way that you will adapt to a situation. Cause I think patterns are adaptive in a way where we see something, we react to it, and then we go from what we know, or we go from, our heritage or our family patterns. Cause you know, we always say, you know, we kind of look like our family or become our family members.
Right.
So I would say a trigger is going to be something that sparks something within you where you go backwards.
Definitely. And I would say the pattern is the response to the trigger in some ways. Yeah. I mean, there could be a pattern that is respond to that. Now, that's not always the case, because sometimes we run patterns and programs that are actually an internal trigger. That's not actually externally triggering us. It's more of an internal trigger. That I see a lot of times too. Even within my own self, I can see those patterns and those internal triggers. It's much harder for people to trigger me externally, but there still can be triggers. I'm much more internally triggered now than externally, and they're much more refined, much harder to see. So it becomes very interesting as you start going through the layers of these triggers and patterns.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. And I think what's fascinating, and I've been working with some amazing emotional healers just in my life. And it's interesting that what it comes down to is acknowledgement. So I've been finding that, you know, some of these triggers or patterns that come up, if I can just get down to the emotion or the feeling or the pattern and acknowledge it, you know, then all of a sudden things start shifting. So what's fascinating too is that in the retreat, how, you know, the people that were there were sparking us in a way in our triggers, but we didn't really buy into them very much, but we could feel some of them. So triggers are going to be an active element that's going to kind of show you or force you or spin you in a direction of a pattern.
Yeah. And the thing that why we're talking about patterns and triggers is because so much of what we do in our life is unconscious to us, but it does have an effect. And so there's not a big mystery. You know, we always talk about awareness and consciousness and all that. And it sounds so mysterious. There's nothing. It's very simple. All that in looking at your triggers and your patterns is you're just becoming more aware of how you are conducting your life.
That's what I have found.
I would agree with that. And it's not, but it's also still a lot of times based on past, which is one of the reasons we talk about it. We're talking about it right now because most people, you know, most triggers or patterns are based in past information, past things you've learned, past conditioning. So, you know, is there anything you want to add to that about that?
Well, I mean, I think even as we talk about this, I get this feeling that people don't really understand how that shows up. Because it can show up in a very simple way, even sometimes about maybe how we drive. You know, to me, road rage can be just a pattern and a trigger. Sure. That somebody does this and it triggers me and I act this way and it's quite unconscious. And so it can be that simple, or it could be that you know, somebody triggers me in a way, particularly in relationship. Maybe somebody says something that hurts my feelings or has a little trigger to it, and I will go into my pattern. And my pattern may be to not talk to them, shut myself down.
Yeah.
And that's just a pattern. And in some ways, that works in that relationship triangle too, that is actually a very subtle form of persecution. But I might shut down, not talk to them, I might pout, and that in itself is just a pattern in response to that trigger.
And when then all of a sudden we get hard on ourselves. I mean, we start like, wow, why am I being this way, acting this way? So I think what it comes down to is being inauthentic in a way. I mean,
yes,
you're authentically feeling these things, you're spinning into these things, but on some level, on a deeper level, on a more conscious level, we have to recognize that that's not really us.
No, that's really true. I just was thinking about a pattern that my parents had when they had an argument. And even though I never really saw my parents argue that much, but you could always sense it. What they would do is start feverishly cleaning house. And I mean, they would just take things apart and start cleaning. And you're just like, huh, something's going on here. And that's just a patterned response. If they probably could have stopped that and actually had a conversation about what was really bothering them, it would have been very helpful. But they were just going into their automatic responses.
Wow, I think I have that pattern because if I'm a bit upset, I tend to clean things too. But it didn't pass to my brother. He doesn't clean much.
I think your mom liked your brother best.
Yeah.
That's why she didn't pass it over to you. But that's how very simple and very that these patterns become. They're very, very covert, and they can be so, so indirect that we hardly even know what's going on until we actually take a look at it and just, you know, just kind of break it down a little bit about, huh, wonder why I do that. Why do I feel like this? And then when we can just take a look at it and go, oh, yeah, now I know. Then I can kind of shift that a little bit. And so in the camo retreat, trying to pull this full circle around, we saw a lot of that, and we saw it much more than we would have seen if we were doing just a circle.
Oh, I would totally agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. It just gave us that opportunity to really see all the patterns, the stories, the triggers. And I think that's a really helpful part of our own healing and our own shifts is taking a look at that.
Yeah. So what did you were talking during the break about a pattern for you? Did you think of something that's kind of relevant?
Well, yeah, I do have this pattern, and it kind of cracks me up a little bit because I know our listeners probably don't know, but we're going on a trip to Europe. You and Lil and myself, and we are going to be 5 to 8 weeks there. And so one of the patterns that started coming up for me, well, I started making plans to do something else when I was in Europe that would have required me to do it by myself. And, and you know, and I just thought, oh, this is no big deal. So I was getting this all set up and the whole bit. And then I realized this is just a pattern I'm doing right now. I'm setting up something because, and how I traced it back is I found that I have this fear of abandonment. So I'm just going to abandon you guys before you have a chance to abandon me. And it was so
subtle.
Yeah, well,
that's what you think.
Yeah, because
I was going to run off first.
Right. But I mean, it seems like I'm doing this great thing. I'm going to go do this other thing, and it's really important, and I need to go do it. In my mind, I've made this all up that this was the correct thing to do. But when I really took a look at it, I realized this was just a pattern of how I sometimes live my life in that, and based on that whole pattern, that whole trigger of this a fear of abandonment. And how far that goes back. And when I caught it, I kind of chuckled a little bit about it. But you know, I decided that I would not do the thing that I was planning on doing and stick with the group
And it worked out that way too, because the thing that Ginny was going to do was taken care of. So I think, you know, what the fascinating thing to think about is like, what if she didn't recognize the pattern, would that have come about? So now we're back on track, you know, with Ginny and the three of us, because we're, you know, the three of us are the retreat right now. And for us to just spend time together every day and have these type of discussions and acknowledgements and vulnerability, you know, I think is going to be super helpful to assist other people.
Yeah, I think so too. And again, we start kind of drilling down to those patterns as they become more and more subtle. I think, you know, probably 6 months ago, I would not have recognized that as a pattern. And I just felt very grateful, because once I made the decision that I was going to look at the pattern, then the whole thing fell apart that I was going to do, and I didn't need to go do it. So, but as long as I was putting my energy into that, I probably would have made it happen if I hadn't recognized that pattern coming up.
Yeah,
so,
good job.
Yeah. So that's how subtle it can be. And that's how, but it would have had an effect on our trip. And that's the key there. I didn't want to have that effect on the trip. But at the time when I was in the pattern, I didn't really care. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do based on my own trigger. That's how it works. Well, we've only got a few seconds here for the next break. And so when we come back, we're going to have Angela on, and she's going to talk about her, you know, like her experience of the retreat and some of the things that she, some of the shifts that she had, because she had some really beautiful shifts. So we'll get into Angela's story when we return. This is Ginny and Todd, and you're listening to Cambo Talk.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
We're back. I'm Jenny, and he's Todd, and we're Cambo Talk. And in this half hour for the rest of the show, we have a guest, Angela Kanchis.
Yay!
And we're so excited because the reason I'm so excited about Angela coming on is because Angela's taken Cambo many different ways. She has done she's done the circles and come and taken it one day and then got home. She's had it at her home. She's done a 3x3, which is 3 and 3 hours. And now she has done the retreat, where a residential retreat. So I feel like she's going to have really great insight into all the different ways of doing it and the differences in how she has done it. So welcome, Angela.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Hi, Angela.
To be here.
Hi.
So, the first question I have, Angela, because I know that when you first showed up at the retreat, you were like, why am I doing this? Because it was, you know, we could really feel it. So, I mean, I guess my first question is, what really drew you to that retreat?
Well, I know that you and Todd both have talked about how the frog, Cambo, is a really conscious, really intelligent, evolving medicine. And people have a tendency to, once they learn about the medicine, even if they've never taken it before, there's this really strong tendency in people to feel a pull, like the frog is calling them. Yeah. And it doesn't really matter if an individual really is excited about taking it or not, they feel this call. And that's kind of what happened with me with this retreat. I actually had a lot of resistance to going to the retreat and even driving up, because it was a several-hour drive for me to get to that location. I had to call a friend for support because I was almost in tears thinking about what I was about to go into and about to do. So I actually did feel a lot of resistance. I just knew that I needed to be there. I was supposed to be there, and it was going to be a really important major clearing weekend for me if I chose it. So I chose to show up.
And that was awesome.
You did too.
Yeah, you did show up, because we were talking about, I mean, of all the people there, and really everybody had huge shifts and transformations. You know, we always are seeing how people show up, and the ones who are really, really prepared to shift and change and do the work. And I really felt like you were like the warrior mode. I'm going to go and do this. Even though inside you kind of had some resistance, there was this other part of you was like, I'm going to go and do this.
I'd like to add that, you know, she was really warrior, but she was also very neutral. And so to me, that's like being able to stretch both directions. I want to add that.
No, I think that's a really great point. So tell me a little bit about what kind of shifts that you were. Well, I think what I want to do is talk about, because you've taken Cambo both ways, how did you find the retreat different than just coming and taking Cambo and then going home?
Yeah, so the first time I took Cambo, Jenny, if you remember, we held it actually at my home. But it was a situation where people would come to the house in the morning. We would go through ceremony, have some time to relax, and then people would go home. They would leave the space physically and energetically. They would go back to being their individual selves and really have that processing time and solitude to reflect on their experience, which I think, you know, is wonderful in a lot of ways. And it really, there's a lot of benefit to be had from that, you know, being back in your own comfortable energetic space, physical space where you are comfortable. But there, it was really interesting to me for the retreat where everyone came together and we stayed together throughout that whole weekend. There's an energy and a community that I noticed being built throughout the time that everybody was there, even when we were not in ceremony, even if we didn't really have deep conversations or hang out with each other too much. There was a bond and a community that was being formed specifically for the purpose of expanding the medicine and the work that each of us were doing as individuals. So it was a really fantastic and expansive experience to really stay in that space. It was very different.
Yeah. I always have a little saying, those who purge together, merge together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just, you really have a connection during that time. And that's what we noticed a lot, is how everybody just connected. And I mean, really, these were strangers. Many of the people had never met. There were some people who knew each other, but most people were strangers to each other. And it was amazing to me how quickly everybody kind of gelled and connected and became this cohesive energy.
Yeah, it really did. And you know, even though I, you know, as Todd mentioned, I did actually stay quite neutral with everyone else, and with myself, actually, it was really interesting. Even though I did stay kind of neutral and didn't involve myself in other people's processes, I felt an emotional connection to other people's processes. More individuals, you know, some individuals more than others, but it was, sure, it was wonderful to feel, you know, excitement when somebody, I could feel them really breaking through. You know, it's almost like, right, your empathy and your empathic sense really gets heightened when you maintain that connection through that experience rather than leaving that that circle of people in between ceremony.
Yeah, I think that's really very true. And one of the things that we noticed also was how people were, like you say, there was this there was a separation, and people weren't like attaching to other people's process, but there was almost like an empathy or a cheering them on, or just, you know, had that connection.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'd also add that everyone is in the process together, and everyone stays through everyone else's process. So the 10 people that were there, you know, if two people were doing Cambo, everyone else was in the room. Everyone stayed together. And I found that to be, you could just feel the support and love for, because, you know, everybody's going into deep, deep stuff.
Definitely. Very, very deep. That was the thing that I noticed too, is how the depths that people were going in their processes. So, Angela, I'm just so curious, because I felt like, just intuitively, I felt that you were having a very deep process. And I know that you've been going through some change and shifts in yourself anyway, but can you just talk a little bit about what you felt the effects of going to the retreat was for you, some of the shifts that you were going through?
Yeah. You know, to be honest, yes, there are some that I feel very strongly about, and I feel also strongly that there are shifts that I haven't even recognized, haven't even begun to realize have happened yet.
Right.
You know, because Cambo's a medicine that is conscious, and it will continue to work with you for a period of time after you are in ceremony with it. I still feel like, you know, my experience is continuing to evolve, and I'm still growing from it. So there are things I know that I will realize a week from now or 2 weeks from now that I'm not even thinking about today. Cambo's that amazing of a medicine. But for what I know now, you know, Ginny, you actually helped me the night before our first ceremony realize that, you know, this past weekend or this past retreat, it was my 11th, 12th, and 13th time receiving Cambo.
Exactly.
But there's a key factor there. You know, I had done work each time I'd done Cambo before, but it was not as deep as I didn't realize how deep that Cambo really could go with you. Mm-hmm. And you helped me realize that I had never really allowed it in, and I had never really allowed it to go to the depths of where real deep and profound shifts can take place. And mm-hmm. that conversation was so striking to me because it's such a mirror for many other areas in my life where I hold things at arm's length and I don't allow myself to really get deeply involved in my own real passions in life. I don't allow myself to really, you know, deeply invest in myself even. Mm-hmm. And that was such a powerful conversation because all of a sudden I knew what I needed to do that weekend. I knew what that weekend was really about for me. It was about removing all of the barriers and all of the shields and all the walls that I had put up around myself in various ways. And just giving the medicine full permission to come in and do its work and then be a partner in that work.
Yeah.
Yes. And that really happened. That first day was just so profound, being a partner with Cambo rather than a simple recipient of the medicine and the physical effects that it has on the body. And it really just opened the gates for deeper healing. And for, you know, the even deeper connection with the frog during the day two and day three. And I'm starting to feel like that has really mirrored outward into other areas of my life mm-hmm. where I'm starting to realize that I don't have to put up these barriers and I can engage at a deeper, more complete, more full and vibrant level in all kinds of aspects of my life.
Oh, that's great.
And I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful of a realization and how natural of a realization that actually is.
That's perfect, so, Angel. So, well, I want to hear more about that when we come back from the break because you did let the medicine just go deep. And one other thing I want to say before the break is over, when we use the term medicine, it is not in the Western world sense. The natives yeah. call this a medicine, and people who take it refer to it as a medicine too because it feels like it's so healing, but it is not in the Western sense. So I always like to have that little disclaimer there. So when we come back, Angela, we're going to have you just talk a little bit more about the second and third day and how you feel the changes that have come on since the retreat. So you're listening to Cambo Talk with Jenny and Todd.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
All right, we're back with Angela Kanjes, and she's been telling her story about her relationship with Cambo, and particularly over the retreat weekend. And Angela, I really loved what you said in the last, before the break, about how you finally had let the medicine in. And I mean, that's kind of an unusual comment to say, but it's more like a surrender. Like, you finally just surrendered to letting this Amazonian medicine do the work that it could do to the fullest of its abilities. And I loved that. That was such a perfect thing to say around this this wonderful Cambo, because a lot of times I see people fighting it. And when they do finally just relax and surrender to the process, they just... it's so profound for them. So thank you for sharing that part. But I kind of want to just go a little, you know, further into your process, because, you know, I've known you for quite some time, and there was a way in which I felt a little motherly towards you, and yet still kind of that strict mom at times also.
Yes.
And a little bit our job as facilitators is to, of course, keep you safe and hold space for you, but it's also allowing the triggers to happen, and sometimes even just working those triggers so that you can deal with them while you're there in this very safe place to look at them. And so I know there was some things that I was doing to kind of push your triggers a little bit.
Yep.
Totally out of love, of course.
And I might have done one or two things, but
yeah.
So, I mean, maybe talk a little bit about that, about what the process was for you, and you know, what your feelings were around all of that.
I mean, and in a way, it's also sort of related to me just holding everything and everyone at arm's length, right? And not really going deep into relationships with other people in my life. And so my triggers were actually kind of related to that, right? I didn't feel like I was part of the group, but, you know, my triggers were around not really being a part of the group or supposed to being a part of the group, or, you know, I feel excluded or left out, but also wanting to not participate. So, I mean, it's totally everything revolving around, you know, my own insecurities or what's going on in my head. And, sure. Yeah, you guys did an excellent job triggering me around that. I will say, you guys are amazing. And the way that I react is I I tend to isolate myself and I tend to get really angry. I have a deep connection with my inner rage monster for sure.
Yes.
Yep. But I isolate myself because I try not to take it out on anyone else. So I just take it out really hard on myself. Yeah. And physical objects occasionally, but, yeah.
So what happens to you?
I think,
go ahead, Todd.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting that, that you're saying outwardly that, you know, you try to hide and you try to not be part of the group and try to isolate yourself. And yet internally for this retreat, you were completely internal and focused on yourself. So I just want to acknowledge the dichotomy, because I think it's great that you can recognize that you have this work outside as a trigger or as a program, but you're also like, but inside I'm totally here. I'm totally present. And that's kind of what, you know, what I certainly admired in this process, but I wanted to acknowledge both, because a lot of times we forget, and I think it's one of your patterns, we forget to acknowledge the good work we're doing, and I wanted to say that it was amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And I will say that, you know, as the weekend, as the retreat progressed, I was actually able to be a little bit more clear-minded about the amazing work that I was actually doing. And I was actually able to see it better. Each time I went through ceremony and I had that tribal medicine running through my system, I had and I felt a deeper connection to that tribal medicine, but also to everyone else in our circle that was doing their medicine and going through their process. So it's like the barriers and those walls and those isolation techniques that I had spent years developing were starting to fall away, but do so in such a natural way. It wasn't scary that they were falling away, like I was losing something. It was more an acknowledgement and an observation of, this is what I've done and I don't need this anymore.
Ah, beautiful.
And I'd like to add one thing too, Ginny and Angela. I mean, for Angela, so, you know, you've done the Cambo medicine now 13 times. So with the retreat, how did, like, the healing circles, how did that help you in this process?
Oh, my gosh. It was, those were incredible. I've absolutely loved them. You know, the first day that we did the healing circle, I was still being triggered a lot. And I had gone through such a beautiful ceremony in the morning, but, you know, Cambo brings up those patterns in you, right? Because you need to bring it up and get it out, clear it out. And so the first healing circle, I was really going through some of those triggers, and I was angry and upset and frustrated and just depressed. And so I had a hard time participating, but when I got on the table and as soon as Lil put her hands on me, I felt that rush of healing energy sweep through me. And it was just a massive clearing of everything that had Beautiful. Been coming up that was able to be released from, you know, the Cambo going through my systems. And it was just coming out. And it was a really amazing experience. And also it was an amazing experience to have everybody in the room going through a similar process, because it's almost like the healing was amplified for everyone, because we weren't there as individuals. We were there as community.
That's true. There was so much community.
Yeah. And then the second day after the second ceremony, that afternoon, we did the second healing circle. It was a completely different experience for me. I had actually shifted out so much that I was completely comfortable and happy being present with everyone else while they were clearing and going through their process. I actually assisted running healing energy through another woman that was part of the group. You know, I was clear enough and I was feeling okay enough to be a part of that community, to not have to isolate or hold everybody back, that it was just so much more beautiful and so much more comfortable. So the shift just in one day was incredible.
Yeah, you had a very big shift on that second healing circle. And I was privileged to be working with you that day. And it was just a lovely shift. I felt very connected to you in a way because the things, and this is how it works in the world, the things that other people are dealing with and shifting, and I'm shifting those in myself too, because I recognize them in my own self. And so that was really very powerful for me also that day. Well, we're just about done with our hour here. And Angela, thank you so much for being on the show and telling your story, because you have a very, very powerful story to tell. And yeah, it was absolutely beautiful to see how you went through your process during that retreat. So again, thank you for coming and sharing that.
Thank you, Angela.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So Todd, have a safe trip coming back from California. We only have a few seconds here left. This has been a great show. I really enjoyed talking about the retreat. And so next week we'll be back with another show. And you guys have been listening to Ginny and Todd with Cambo Talk. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Cambo Talk Radio with Ginny Rutherford and Todd Rolson. We hope you enjoyed the lively discussion of Cambo and the astounding results it manifests. Cambo medicine is truly magical, and Ginny is a powerful guide to total wellness. To find out more about this sacred medicine from the Amazon rainforest and its amazing benefits, visit cambokiss.com. That's K-A-M-B-O-kiss.com.